call has been
Hello.
Hi, Miss Majors. This is Randy Reese calling you back on my recorded line. We spoke before you went to the doctor.
Yes.
Are you out of the doctor's now?
Yes, I am.
I went to lunch. Do you have time to talk to me still?
Yes, I do.
How was your doctor's visit?
It was good.
Good. Good to hear. Well, that's always good. I'm scared when I go to the doctors, to be honest with you. I got one coming up here, too, and I postponed it from January, so he's going to be on me about that. So I did send you out a document. It's in your email and your text, but you know what? I thought maybe it might be a good idea if we're not real pressed for time, if I just kind of read over your answers real quick. Do you mind?
No, that's okay.
Okay. So I'll just go back to the top, and I just want to make sure we have it right, because you do have a case. And so I have Linda Majors, and we did – oh, I know what happened, because you have a phone number, 573-703-5008. That's not the original number we were talking on, as well as the email address is now – which one did you want to use on the email address?
The Linda Seals.
Yeah, see, I don't know why it did that. It showed the old one. Let me make
Majors
sure I changed
first it. Is, I deleted that one, so I'm not even using that one anymore.
Okay, I have the right one right here. Let's make sure I have it. I'll read it back to you. Interestingly, it shows both, but as the primary now, we have LindaSillsMajors@AOL.com.
That's correct.
Okay, good. Then let me go back real quick, and it won't take very long. And then I'll help you. Hopefully you'll want to keep going. So, okay, we've got that out of the way. You've got my phone. The number I'm talking to you on, I did text you. I don't know if you saw that text.
I didn't, because I just got home, so I've been driving. I came out of the doctor's office and headed home. So
okay.
I have not had a chance to look at my
phone. No, that's okay. The only thing I was going to tell you is that's a different number than we were talking on earlier. That number is my desk phone, and I do have voicemail, receive text messages and all that. So if any follow-up down the road or anything, or in fact even anybody else you know want to talk to me, give them that number, and that would be the best number for you as well. Then you don't have to go through anybody else, just me. Good old me, okay?
Okay.
So that number is in your text, all right? And then continuing, you have not gotten an attorney. Nobody sent you anything to sign, either by phone or by mail. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You were diagnosed between 2005 and the present date. Your approximate diagnosis, as best as you can remember, is 04-01-2013. And you were between the ages of 50 and 79 years old when you were diagnosed. You did spray Roundup within 20 years of your initial diagnosis. You sprayed Roundup, you know, over 2 years, 10 uses in total, 10 hours total exposure. Now, that's the minimum. So you qualified. Your answers were is you actually sprayed Roundup over the years for about 45 years. Yes, more than 10 days. Your hours of exposure are approximately 350 in your lifetime. It's probably more than that. You did spray Roundup for at least a year. You approximately started spraying Roundup. Stopped spraying Roundup around 6:30 of 23. I'm sorry. Stopped. You were directly exposed. It was residential. Yes, you're a citizen of the United States. No, you haven't had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis. You are the signer. No HIV AIDS, no organ transplant, no autoimmune, no hepatitis B, hepatitis C, no Epstein-Barr, no rheumatoid arthritis. Do have diabetes, no lupus. You have not had chemotherapy. Your dad did have lung cancer. You are Linda Majors, female, 8957 is the last four. Your date of birth is 12-18-1944. You are currently 80 and sound like you're 20. And you first learned about this on TV commercials, approximately 6:30, 23. You are 5'5", 147. We just did your email. We just did your mobile. You do prefer to be contacted. You like text messages. Mornings are good. The question is power of attorney. Of course, you're your own power of attorney. And we put down that you use Roundup approximately 9 times per year, but we kind of think it was more than that, but that's plenty, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you started approximately September of 1957. And you did stop using it because you saw the warnings. You applied it approximately monthly. We, again, just like everybody, probably had some spot sprays in between. You had an acre lot, fence line, curbs, walkways, spot sprayed weeds, Missouri directly through yard work. Yes, you personally sprayed it. You were always present when you were spraying Roundup. We estimated about 350 exposures. You did get some water from your well. No, the water wasn't tested. You've not been exposed to any other herbicides that you're aware of. No benzene that you're aware of. No Agent Orange that you're aware of. You mostly used the concentrate, but I know you did use the premix too. The place that you bought it is in Missouri, the same state that you live in, and primarily the most recent, you know, that you bought it at Walmart. You don't have any receipts. You do have some Roundup in your possession. Please don't disturb it. You've never smoked. You're not employed, thank God. And you've not lost any time off of work, not been in the military, no other lawsuits, no disability workers' comp, no bankruptcy, no major convictions. We've got Mercy Center, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I don't need to read all that. And at the time, it made you very stationary because you're quite active throughout the treatment, weakness during treatment, but you are in remission, thank God. So far, so good?
Yes. Yes, okay. That sounds right.
Okay, we're almost done. Dr. Dickey, he's your oncologist. We went to Sikkiston. How do you say that?
Sikkiston.
Thank you. I will never say it wrong again, I promise. Okay. Okay. Sikkiston. And then
yes.
You got Angela. And okay. That's about it. Okay. Now, let me just be safe and send you this one that we just did instead of the one I already sent you. Try not to let that confuse things. You ready?
Yes. What am I looking for?
Okay. Hang on. Let me just, I have a little bit of script I need to read to you. Actually, I read this after you sign the document. So let's do that. Hold on. Let me log in. Okay. You probably have two text messages from me already. Do you know how to go to your text messages while you're still on the phone with me?
Yes.
Okay. Could you do that, please?
Okay.
Now, when you get to there, do you
okay,
see?
Okay, I'm.
You, oh,
yeah,
you're,
I'm in.
You're ahead of me, aren't you?
yeah, but I'm not seeing.
You're going to see here. One that comes from Randall Reese Mass Tort Strategies. You might just say MASS.
Okay,
you
I see
that.
Yeah,
okay.
I see two now.
The one that says Randall, not the one that says Randy, but the one that says Randall. The most recent one,
okay.
If you could click on the link that's in that text message. And it should open up a document that says, please review and act on these documents. DocuSign is what it's going to say at the top.
Right.
Okay. If you see that, on the left-hand side, there's going to be a little box that you want to check and says, I agree to use electronic records and signatures. And then you'll want to hit continue. Let me know
okay.
when you see that, if everything's going okay.
I don't think everything's going okay. It says the envelope you're attempting to access has been voided by Randall Reese.
Okay, that's the second one. Do you go back. Go back.
Okay.
And it's going to be another text message that looks the same. Do you see that? If not, what I'll do is send it
again. I'm getting there.
Okay, and I'll say it'd be the most recent one.
Okay. Okay, the other one is giving me a phone number.
Hmm. I don't think. Oh, that's me. Okay, hold on. Stay in your text messages. Now, I just sent it again. You should have just gotten a new text from me. Do you see that new one?
Not yet.
Okay, give it a second. You're all the way in Missouri. It's also, you can get it from your email as well. Did it show up yet?
Not yet.
Interesting. It should be there by now. Let me see where it went. All right, I just sent it again. Any luck?
Not yet.
Maybe you need to exit out of your text messages and go back into it, like refresh. Let me ask you this. Can you get to that email address on your phone?
Yes, I can.
Go there. AOL, I'm really, really good with that. And when you get to your inbox, you should see, go to the most recent one for me. That'll be on the top from Randall Reese.
Okay. There's one that says by DocuSign.
Right. That's the one. Open that one up.
Okay.
And then it should take you to a page. Is it asking you, Randall Reese is asking you to please review and act on these documents?
Yes.
Okay. You can check the little box that's down in the left-hand corner and then hit continue. Continue will be in the yellow. And trust me, you can't mess this up. Then once
okay.
you've done that, the next page you're going to see in the upper right-hand corner, it should be in the upper right-hand corner. You should see it says start. It's in yellow.
No, it says review and continue, so maybe
hit continue.
I didn't
start reading. Nah, it's different on email than it is. I'm reading the text version, but that's okay. You're doing fine. Hit continue. I promise. It won't work if you mess it up. You won't mess it up.
Okay.
Now what do you see on the screen after you hit continue?
Saying review and continue, and then it says please sign.
Okay. Do you see it like it looks like a little sticky note, and it has an I in it somewhere on that page?
No, I don't. I see where it says other options.
Okay, go back up. Do you see anything that's yellow?
Just to continue.
Touch that.
Okay.
Now what do you see?
It does have a little square, says I agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Thank you. We are caught up now. Check that little box with your finger. And then after you've checked that little box, hit the yellow continue. By the way, you're going to be able to tell your grandkids you know how to sign documents electronically after this. So... Now, it should take you to a screen that's it's going to say start in the upper right hand corner. Do you see that? After you hit continue.
It's like a lot of reading here.
Do you see anything yellow? It says start, get started,
no,
continue.
It says next.
Hit next.
Okay.
Now what do you see in yellow?
It says client signature in about two places and
okay.
name and address and stuff like that.
On the very first one that says client signature, it's yellow, correct?
Right.
Touch that and a box is going to pop up. And what you're going to want to do in that box is you're going to want to make a signature with your finger.
Okay.
And then once you're happy with that signature, you want to hit down in the lower left-hand corner. It's going to say adopt and sign.
Okay.
And let me know when you've done that.
Okay.
You're doing okay?
Well,
let me give you a little tip.
It doesn't look too good. So do I need to erase it somehow?
Well, if you want to do it again, you can hit clear. It's blue. And do it again.
Okay.
But I was going to give you a little tip. If you hit select style, do you see where it says select style? It'll do it for you. Or just
select adopt and sign.
Yeah, hit adopt and sign. Perfect.
Okay. Okay.
Now you're just going to keep wanting to touch those little yellow tabs. You won't have to do that signature thing each time. It's going to use the signature that we just made. So on that page, any yellow eyes that you see, you want to make sure you touch them. When you've touched them all, hit next or continue or whatever it's asking you to do. I think it's next.
I'm still on the page where I signed. The only other thing, it says adopt and sign in yellow at the bottom. And
make sure you touch adopt and sign. I'm sorry. Touch adopt and sign.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay. And then it brought me to another signature.
Just touch it now. All you got to do is touch it. And do you see another one?
Yes, I do.
Just touch it.
Okay, and then another one.
Touch it.
Okay. And then one more.
Touch it.
And another one.
Touch it. There's a lot on that one.
Yeah, they're just popping up. So.
That's good, though. That means you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
And when you think you've signed them all that you see, hit next or continue or finish. It's going to say one of those words in yellow.
Okay. I probably should do this too. It says I have access to my healthcare provider portal.
If you do, tell them if you do. Go ahead and fill it out. Let me see something here. You're on the questionnaire down at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it allowing you to fill that out?
Well, I'm just not sure I have access to my healthcare. I do have access, but...
Go ahead.
But I'm not sure if it wouldn't have the information you're looking for.
Okay, then you could just put no.
Okay.
And then close it out or finish it.
Okay, it's got one more thing for signature, but is that just for the portal, I think?
That's okay. Okay. Go ahead and sign it.
Finish. Okay, I just hit finish.
Okay, good. Give it a second. Let me take a look at it. It comes to me. Good job. Hold on. I'm going to ask her real quick about the healthcare portal and if she can. I'm sure the attorney can ask you more about that and clarify on that. Okay, we've got all your information on that. All right. So you do have a claim. I'm going to give you some more information. You've got my text message, but you could delete all those and I'll send you a new one. And I'll also give you the attorney's number. And I want to tell you what happens next. the law firm reaches out to you soon. They may go over some of the questions that we discussed today. It's completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm the details and everything is accurate for your case. They may ask you to sign additional forms. It would be via DocuSign like what we just did. Typically, they don't, but if they do need anything else, they will ask you so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. Now, be sure to review and return anything that you can as soon as possible to them. They wouldn't be coming from me. Since this is a mass lawsuit and not a class action suit that we talked about earlier, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure that you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I will be giving you a call to transfer you over to them, possibly even sooner. Would you be available later on today, ma'am?
Yes, I would.
Okay. So watch for either my number. Once the file goes through quality assurance, then that's when actually things begin, and either myself or the firm will be reaching out to you, and I will text you again all of that information. But I did want to just ask you to hold for me for a brief second, and I believe you're all done at the moment, okay? Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Majors, and thank you very much for your patience.
Okay.
Linda, thank you so much for holding. You still there?
Pardon me?
I said thank you so much for holding.
Okay.
So I think we're good for now. I'm taking it when I asked you that question about the healthcare portal. What I had remembered is I think that once you're in remission, you don't see the doctor anymore. In fact, didn't you tell me he retired? One of them?
Yes, he did.
Right. So I guess what we're determining is that your portal is probably more for your current information.
Right.
Okay, that's what I told her, and that it probably doesn't have
yeah.
your past medical history in it. So we're going to take
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, I didn't even have my healthcare portal whenever I was going through my cancer, so it wouldn't have been any information in there.
So she advised me to just stick with the no that we did determine already on our own. So look at us. The kids got it right, right? So do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay. Listen, I do want to thank you for having this conversation with me. I do remember when the call opened up, you just really didn't think much. And I think you deserve it. I think that, you know, a lot of folks got injured. I'm really, really passionate about these claims. I do work on some other ones. Having said that, you know, let's just hope the best for you. Anything would help. And you know what? If you don't need the money, donate it to somebody. Major cause.
Okay.
Somebody, you know.
I can always use the money.
You and me both, young lady. Trust me on that one.
I mean, when you get my age and your savings is gone and you're living on Social Security, yes.
And who had any idea that inflation would do what it did the last few years? Seriously.
Oh, I know. It's been bad.
It has. And I already told you, I live in California, so we have it, honestly, twice as bad as you guys do.
Yeah, I know.
Bad.
Things are a little bit higher there. I've been to California one time several years ago.
Thank you very much, right?
Yeah, I have an aunt that lives in Antioch in the northern part of California.
I do know where that is, yes. Okay, well, you know, this is where my roots are. It is. My family's from Alabama, my mom's side, my dad's side's from Iowa, and I've been out your way a few times, actually. I really like it out there. I remember when I first got married, my wife and I were figured out where we were going to live, and I remember my aunt saying, well, Alabama's not that bad. But we stayed. So it is what it is. How many grandkids do you have?
I have seven grandkids.
Wow.
And four great-grandkids.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, I have two.
Just had a new great. She's only like about 6 weeks old.
Oh, bless you guys. Well, let's see if we can't get you some help on this. And as soon as the attorney reviews, it'll either be me or them. It will call you back. If I call you back, what that procedure is I get you on the phone and I just transfer you right over to them. They ask you a couple questions. It's perfectly normal. And then we wait. Linda, we do wait. These things are not overnight, as you know. But I'm so, so glad that you're going to be able to participate in this. I really, really am. So just watch for either myself or the attorneys to call you, but chances are it'll be me, okay?
Okay.
All right, ma'am. You have a blessed rest of your day, and if it comes back today, it's only 1:30 in California, so I may hear back from them. So if I do, I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay. If the attorneys call, it would be a California number?
Let me see. I can tell you exactly what number it would be. Hold on.
Okay.
I could even text it to you.
Yeah, because I don't normally, it's just fortunate that I answered you because normally answer if I don't know the number.
Well, the number I have for them is an 866 number, but I can tell you that the way this works, if they aren't able to get a hold of you, what they do is they tell me to call you. So let me do this, though. I'll send you that number anyways, but as I promised, I would send you a new text. You could go ahead and delete all the old ones if you want to, if it's cluttering up your box, that is. So I'm going to do that right now. Hold on. The first one is my name, Randy Reese, just like the peanut butter cups. Do you like those candies?
Oh, I do.
Okay, good. And then now this I'm sending you the name of the attorney. It's Pulaski, but you honestly don't need to call them until after we've done this case review, file review, and then they'll let me know, or they'll attempt to call you. But if you miss the call, don't worry. What happens is they make me call you, and that'll be fine. Just to speak to you again, I don't mind at all. There you go.
Okay.
I just sent that over to you. So you really are there. You're 99.9% completed here, Ms. Majors, and you should have just gotten my most recent text message. That's the information you want to hang on to. And like I say, we'll finish this up within the next few hours or tomorrow or whenever you're available. If I miss you, I'll leave you a message as well. Or I'll tell you what, I'll send you a text if I missed you also.
Okay.
Okay? Are we good?
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And again, have a blessed rest of your day if I don't talk to you. And again, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Ms. Majors. Bye-bye now.